Is episodes once a week not enough for you, or are you looking for more technical information from the Mixing Music Podcast? Well, guess what? Now you can. You can subscribe to our exclusive content and triple the amount of episodes that you get access to. That's right. Instead of the free once a week episodes, you get 3 episodes a week for only $4 a month or $40 a year. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/exclusive to get access to those episodes now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
One, two, three.
Hello and welcome back to Mixing Music. My name is DK and I'm excited to bring this episode to you, this NAMM special episode where I went around to a bunch of booths at NAMM and talked about their products, met with a lot of the people representing their companies. It's a really fun episode and I think there's some great stuff to listen to. Unfortunately, due to some technical difficulties, the sound is not absolutely amazing. If this is your first episode that you're listening to on this podcast, do not let this sound quality set the precedent for all of the other episodes. Please enjoy this episode and thank you for listening. Hello and welcome back to Mixing Music. You are listening to the NAMM special where we go around all the booths, all my favorite brands and companies, all the things that I think you should look into and talk to some of the representatives here. And today, right now, we have PMC, speaker makers, studio monitors, extraordinary, high-end, amazing, mastering grade, you would say. And right here, we have our friend...
Spider,
can you tell us a little bit about PMC and who it's marketed for, what your specialties are?
Oh, sure. PMC is a speaker manufacturer and a professional service that supports a pro audio community. So basically anyone working with audio, we help people hear better, right? So we improve the workflow in people's studios. In fact, sometimes we're helping people design studios from scratch. So our purpose isn't really to sell boxes. It's more to help people, just help people hear better.
That is awesome. And where do you guys distribute to? Where can people find out more information about your speakers?
Well, we have distributors all around the world. The best place to go is our Instagram account, PMC Pro. PMC, we also make home hi-fi systems. Some that are very beautiful and other ones that you hide behind the wall, behind your big screen in your home theater. For the Pro account, go to PMC_Speakers_Pro. And hit us up there with any questions about anything monitoring related.
Perfect. PMC at PMC Speakers underscore Pro. You found it right there. Look into PMC. They're an awesome company. Thank you so much.
Sick.
Thank you for listening to Mixing Music. We're at NAMM here, NAMM 2020, Winter 2020. I'm here with Amphion Speakers. How you doing?
Answer here. Everything is going great. It's a full hall. People seem happy, so...
That's right. Amphion has these amazing, beautiful speakers, amazing mid-range, beautiful. So many records have been mixed on them. Can you tell us a little bit about what Amphion specializes in?
I would say that our philosophy is to try to open a large, clean window into music. And speaker building is a funny business. You want to be forgotten. You want to get out of the way. So I'm personally only happy when Amphion gets forgotten and it only leaves you and your music.
That is awesome. Where can people find out more about Amphion speakers?
Well, you can look at the dealer list or go to our homepage, www.amphion.fi for Finland.
So I've listened to Amphions before, shot them out. So great sound. Ansir, thank you for everything that you've done and the beautiful product that you have made.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Welcome back to NAMM 2020 Winter NAMM. I'm here with Mog, Cliff Mog Sr. at the Mog station right now. We're here looking at the EQs, the compressor, and the new Magnum K available on Plugin Alliance, as well as the hardware. Cliff, can you tell me, why is it so amazing? Why is all of this stuff so amazing? What's the secret?
Man, I can't tell you other than I just built something that I liked.
That's right.
I mean, that's it. And we worked on it till we got it to where when you turn its ear, wherever you're looking to enhance, it does the magic. And that's...
And magic it is, because that 40K, 20K airband changes your life. And the new Magnum K?
Oh, the Magnum K is a game that's a game changer for me. It just allows you to control anything that's going to get edgy, and anything that, you know, you just want it to come up and almost tear your head off, but you can stop it from doing it. And you just go, wow, that sounds amazing.
It's true.
That's what it does. It's a game changer, that Magnum K.
And it truly is. You can find it on Plugin Alliance.
Yes.
And as well as, where can people find the analog as well? Find more information about it.
Oh, mogaudio.com. Easy. They can find it all right there, and you can see who's using it. And come and check it out.
Appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Cliff Mog.
Thanks, D.
NAMM Winter 2020. I'm here with Mick DSP with Colin. How are you doing, Colin?
Pretty good, D. How are you?
I am so good. We're here talking with Mick DSP about the APB16, the new digitally controlled analog box. Can you tell us about your products, about the APB as well?
Sure. The APB16, yeah, the world's first fully programmable analog processor controlled by plugins in your Pro Tools session. Sorry, that came out that way. Yeah, we've been working on it for years. We just started shipping them in July. The APB16 is a 16-channel device. It just operates like a plugin. You know, Thunderbolt from your computer to the box and back, easy. Setup is easy, use is easy, session recall is instant, but you get analog processing. Who wouldn't want that?
Oh my gosh, and I've been saying, this is the future. This is the way that things will be for those who want analog. This is something that people can actually prioritize in their mind and willing to spend money on, because it's so flexible and so easy to use.
That's true, and we'll keep making more plugins for it. The people that buy the APB16, we're giving them every plugin that comes out. So, you know, God bless those people, and more is coming. Hold on to your hats.
Where can people find more about Mick DSP?
MCDSP.com is our website. There's all kinds of stuff on there, even videos of me. Sorry, but it's all good.
Thank you so much, Colin. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, sir.
NAMM 2020, Winter 2020. I'm with ATC Ben from ATC. How are you doing, Ben?
I'm very well, thanks.
So ATC is a speaker company, and as you know, I'm biased because I love ATC, and I bought my own pair of ATCs, a pair of 45s, but Ben here is working at ATC at NAMM, and can you tell us a little bit more about ATCs, what the whole idea is, what you provide compared to other speaker companies?
Yeah, sure. So we were founded in 1974, and really at the heart of the company is the fact that we design and manufacture our own drive unit components. So the ingredients at the core of the loudspeakers, if you like, the transducers. So all of the loudspeaker systems are based on the performance of the individual drive units. So we focus the design and process on the drive units across the whole product range, from the smallest model to the largest model, focusing on producing speakers that are very well balanced, linear, with low listening fatigue. So you can work on them all day long to create accurate mixes that translate well to as wide a range of listening environments for the consumer as is possible. That's across music, film, broadcast, post-production industries.
That is awesome. ATCs, they sound super smooth, and I'm a huge fan of that mid-range. Please check them out. Where can people find more information about ATC?
I'm on our website. That's www.atcloudspeakers.com. Or our products are distributed in the US by TransAudio Group. You can also find information there, www.transaudiogroup.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ben.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm at the Warm Audio booth here with Bryce Young, the president of Warm Audio. How are you doing, Bryce?
Doing good, man.
How are you?
Doing so good. So here we're at Warm Audio, where they create awesome, affordable equipment that sounds amazing, all sorts from compressors, EQ, analog stuff, even microphones and DI boxes. What's some of the new stuff that you've come out with this year?
Yeah, we just released a bus compressor and a couple DI boxes.
Sweet. The bus compressor looks sweet. It's got the high-pass filter and the engageable transformers. Really, like, totally an awesome introduction into the market that is so needed in that space there.
Yeah, a lot of people are really excited about it. I knew it would be popular, but it seems like it's kind of off the hook. Everybody's really jazzed.
So what's kind of the goal of Warm Audio? Who's your target demographic, and like, what is the service that your equipment is providing to the music industry?
We are targeting really anybody that records music, but particularly people that maybe don't have an unlimited budget. So people that want their recordings to sound fully professional but can't afford a $100,000 studio. So we, in bulk, build high-quality stuff, great components, make lots of them, and sell them for much lower prices due to quantity of scale. And people are looking inside of our product and saying, this is the same as something that costs three, four, five times as much, and it sounds just as good. How are you doing it? And that's sort of the answer right there.
And I know a little insider secret about Bryce. So we're from the same hometown, kind of, near the same hometown. And I remember I had a friend that you sold some old audio equipment to. And he said that Bryce was telling my friend, you know how easy and cheap it is to build all this vintage equipment yourself with the same stuff? And then you go ahead and start Warm Audio. So that's a crazy success story there.
Yeah, yeah. Back when I knew that friend in the city you're talking about, yeah, I had no idea it would turn into what it did. It was just me doing it in the garage kind of thing at that time. So.
Well, congratulations to you and all your success. Where can people find your equipment, learn more about all your stuff?
Thank you. Obviously, warmaudio.com. Come check us out there. Our YouTube page, our Facebook page, but we are sold at all the major retailers as well, and a lot of local retailers too.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bryce.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media. Are you tired of using Google Drive or Dropbox to send files to clients? Well, never get burned again with FilePass. I love and use FilePass exclusively for sending files to my clients. It's a cloud file sharing website specifically made by engineers for engineers. It's absolutely amazing. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/FilePass to check out the full feature list and subscribe today. Never lose another dime to burned projects. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.